We want to welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. We've come to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship today, we are continuing our series that we have been doing, working our way through Psalm 119, sharing a particular phrase that occurs almost seven times, actually 10 times if you take in some of the pieces of verses you can put together with these words that are used. I want to read verses 57 through 64 this morning so we can gain the context of where our Lord is going and where the psalmist is going through the pen of inspiration in regard to our phrase, "Teach me thy statutes." Beginning at verse 57, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes." I want to remind all again that a statute is the underpinnings of a law. It is the specific, very key, important phrases that make a law what it is. For instance, we said, "Thou shalt not steal." Well, there are many statutes that are on the books related to stealing. They go into shoplifting. They go into stealing someone's personal property. They go into stealing intellectual property. All of those things have to do with stealing, and there are individual statutes that are part of the underpinning of the idea or the truth of thou shalt not steal. And so the psalmist here is crying out to God for him to teach him the statutes. And I want you to notice this time as we look at verse 64 that he makes a comment related to the Lord's mercy. Notice, please, "The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy." You know, we think about this earth being full of a lot of different things. It's full of wickedness. It is full of sin. It is full of those who are lawless. But there's something else that this earth is full of that we would do well never to forget. This earth is full of the mercy of God. You know, if you don't live by the mercy and grace of God each day, I cry out to God for you this morning. You and I cannot make it in this world without the mercy of God. You know, it's of the mercy of God that we do have laws. It's the mercy of God that we do have His grace on a daily basis. It's of the mercy of God that the Bible says we are not what? Consumed. God is holding back. We don't necessarily see it at all times. We should be paying attention, though. But God is holding back the forces that would consume us. That's His mercy. You know, if the atoms were allowed to leave their place of service under God's command, this world would turn into nothing but disaster. There are atoms that make up this pulpit. There are atoms that make up your body. There are atoms that make up oxygen. There are atoms. And if God were just to take His staying hand off of that, this world would just descend into chaos and into destruction. I want you to know that it's the mercy of God that sustains us. And with that in mind, understanding that mercy that the earth is full of, he cries out and says, "Teach me thy statutes." I want to know more about your mercy, O Lord. That's one of his statutes. I want to know more. So many times we are so shallow in our Christian lives. We just try to make it through the day. We just do whatever we're going to do, make it through the day and say, "Whoo, I made it through today." That's not how God wants us to live. God wants us to live by His statutes. He wants us to live by His principles. He wants us to enjoy His mercy. And for me to enjoy His mercy, I need to know about it. "Teach me thy statutes, O Lord." There are so many things that God wants us to enjoy about Him. And we substitute other things for that. God help us as we've gathered together today to enjoy His presence. Amen. and to enjoy His mercy.